that's all.
All right, we will continue our post-race media availabilities. We're now joined by the winner of the I Love New York 355 at the Glen, Martin Truex Jr., the number 78 driver of the Furniture Row Denver Mattress Toyota for Furniture Row Racing. Martin, you're the Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series point leader right now. You've been running strong all season. How does it feel to finally get the win here?
Well, it feels amazing. Been wanting to win here a long time, been coming here a long time. Started coming here before I was driving anything but go-karts. So watching my dad race here a couple times and, coming here as just a kid running through the garage trying to, learn about race cars and then racing here in the Busch North Series myself kind of before I, got my big break. So definitely feels really special to finally get that win here. I consider it one of my home tracks with Pocono, Dover, New Hampshire, and Watkins Glen. So, I mean, these are the Northeast tracks are where we grew up racing. This is where my family raced, where my dad raced. And, it's the group of tracks that got me an opportunity to drive cars for a living. So, really cool to check this one off the list. And, as well as everybody wants to win on road courses, because it's kind of a feather in the cap type of deal. So now to have one at each of the road courses is pretty special and definitely an awesome day and awesome weekend.
Awesome. We'll go ahead and open it up for questions. Just raise your hand and we'll get to you.
Tyler had the racing experts. 2016 was a year where you had a lot of success, but you also saw a lot of chances to win slip away, a lot of bad luck, just things happening to you. Here you found yourself in second going into the last corner with a shot to try to make a move, and then you found yourself spinning around into the wall. Can you contrast that with this year, getting all the stage wins, getting four wins now on the year, and like you said, putting the feather in your cap?
Yeah, I think more than anything, it's just progress. As a group, I think that, we've been together 4 years now. And I think it's just evolution of our group and what we've been doing, the things we work on. Last year was certainly a successful season, but felt like, we didn't show how good we really were. We didn't achieve the things that we thought we were capable of. And so this year, I feel like we've done a better job. Obviously, we've been more consistent with the points lead and the stage wins and all those things. So really, it's just progress, work in progress all the time and feel like we're getting to where we want to be. But, we got to keep working hard. And this sport's very tough. It changes week to week. You never know what next week's going to bring or 3 weeks from now. And our ultimate goal this year is to win our first championship together. So we're going to keep working very hard. Not take these wins for granted, but keep working hard to try to, get to where we want to go.
We'll go right down here to Bob.
Bob Pockris, ESPN. Did you feel you had saved enough gas to make it to the end in the sense of if you had run out, would you have been like,
no as way. Slow as slow as I felt like I was going, I thought I could ran 10 more laps. I mean, I literally was like, you got to be kidding me. I need to go even slower. So it's excruciating to go that slow here and to try to save that much fuel. I mean, literally I was barely using any brake at all at the highest braking racetrack we go to. So it tells you how much I was letting off, the throttle early. It was definitely tough. The toughest part really was just watching the 2 pass and go on and then watch the 21 pass and go on. It's like, all right, if they don't run out of gas, we're going to look really dumb, So, fortunately it worked out for us. And we've worked more this year on saving fuel, I would say, than years past just for this type of situation in case we got into it. And it turns out that I saved more than I think they even thought I did. So that's always a good thing. It's a good gauge to have in your mind kind of for future races. But just glad it worked out. I've never, it's 11 years. I've never won a fuel mileage race. I've dominated a lot of races that were won on fuel mileage that wasn't me. But to finally win one this way was pretty neat and definitely different.
Go to Nate.
Nate Ryan, NBC Sports. I have two, Martin. First, just following up on what you were saying about, you know, having to let Keselowski go and then letting Blaney go. The spectrum of that to the last lap where suddenly it seemed like you were just letting it all hang out to try to keep Kenseth from passing you. I mean, that must have been difficult to let go from letting guys go to, like, you know, racing, making all these nifty moves to win.
It's definitely – it's hard to flip the switch, but, you know, at a place like this, it's such a rhythm track that I felt like once I said to myself, okay, it's one to go – I never ran 100% because I didn't have to. I ran hard enough to try to just manage that gap. And I had my marks kind of like where I knew I needed to break and those type of things. But even still, I'd run, you know, 20 laps, nowhere near max, you know, running the maximum grip with my tires. So I really didn't know what I had and actually went into turn 10 on the last lap and locked the left front up thinking I was not going very fast. And that was a little bit of a moment because I slid over the curve and kind of lost some speed there. But luckily, we were able to you know, hold him off. But, yeah, it's a little bit tough to flip the switch for sure because you don't know how much your tires have fallen off in that period of time when you've been running slow and you got a lot less fuel. So, you know, the weight bias is different in the car and all those things. But, you know, luckily, fortunately for us, like today, it worked out.
And secondly, at 33 playoff points now, I mean, you're almost – assured of probably having 50 going into the playoffs. I mean, I know you guys are going to want to win every race.
50?
Yeah. You could have 60. I mean, I don't think there's any limit at this point, it seems like. I haven't done the math, but I know you guys want to win every race, but at this point, could you almost like start focusing on the last seven races? I mean, it's almost like you're establishing a bye for yourself in the first round at this rate.
Yeah, I mean, I honestly don't know. I feel like with the way we run, coupled with the bonus points, we should essentially be a lock for Homestead. I really feel that way. But at the same time, this is racing, and anything can happen. If we have three horrible weekends in a row and one in round, you know, two, I don't know if it'll be enough. I mean, it just depends on what everybody else does, right? So, you know, I think that we feel good about what we're doing and the playoff points, but it doesn't mean that it's a free pass or we're just going to skate through. We're still going to work hard and try to do the best we can. But I do think that, you know, as the playoffs start, the thought process probably shifts more towards how do we figure out how to run really well at Homestead, have a shot at winning there, because that's what it's going to come down to. So we'll see if we can put it all together. But for right now, focused on more playoff points so we can make sure we can have a shot at getting there.
Back and then to Jerry.
Martin Rick Huey, Finger Lakes News Radio. Coming here as a young man and rolling tires and helping your dad, that's just character building for where you are today, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, I wouldn't I used to love coming up here and actually sat and talked to you quite a few times about how my dad wasn't driving the car right. But yeah, I mean, you know, all the tracks that you grow up going to are special to you. You know, each driver has their own, obviously. And for me, it's just, I'm fortunate that I get to race in the Cup Series at some of those tracks as well. You know, a lot of guys don't get to go back to the tracks they kind of cut their teeth on, so to speak. So it's cool for me. It's, definitely a, you know, unique feeling. And I always get a, you know, a little bit of a, you know, sense of extra pride coming to a couple of these tracks. So definitely fun.
Jerry Jordan, KickinTheTires.net and PRN. You talked about not taking a bye or anything like that. But at what point in the season, with the playoff points and the accumulation that you've gotten, did you realize, holy crap, we've got a huge lead going forward? Or was that the plan all along from the start of the season? Did y'all break it down and actually say, we could really get ahead of everybody by focusing on this?
Yeah, I don't think we had a master plan. I mean, our plan was to try to run the best we could every week and. You know, we knew they were out there, and we've talked about this before, that it wasn't like we changed strategies or changed, you know, who we were to try to get playoff points. But, you know, I think it's just, you know, credit to the team for being consistent, you know, bringing fast cars consistently, pit crew being awesome and consistent and, you know, not having a lot of mistakes, you know, no part failures or anything to speak of. So the consistency has been a big part of it. And then taking advantage of the speed, being up front all the time and leading laps. I mean, that's, you know, kind of where those bonus points come from. So we were able to do the same thing last year, but there was no bonus points to be had. So, I mean, I I don't know that we're surprised, but when I look at the number of points we have compared to second, it is a bit surprising. You know, to me, it's always a reminder, like, man, this has been really, really an incredible season. And it's so hard to win races at this level, let alone do what we've done. So I'm just, you know, taking it one week at a time and enjoying myself and, you know, kind of pinching myself every Monday morning when I wake up and start a new week. But it's been awesome. Been fun. Hopefully we can keep it up.
Have you thought about like at the end of this going, nee, 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 nee. You
know? I know. I don't think I would do that. I'm pretty sure I wouldn't do that.
Not publicly, right?
No, I wouldn't.
ChrisKnightCatchfence.com. Congrats on the win.
Thank you.
Were you surprised that Suarez was blocking you as hard as he was coming to the end of stage two?
Yes.
It really was, you know, impressive drive for him, though. He finished third, and
yeah.
And it just looked like that he was doing whatever he could to make sure he got himself in a position to get that playoff point at the end, and it looked like he was throwing some wild blocks at you.
Yeah, actually, just the last one and going into the final turn was the only one that really was almost an issue. I didn't expect him to I guess the block wasn't an issue. I didn't expect him to slow down as quick. He braked a little earlier than I thought, and I all but just ran him over. So, luckily, I had pretty good brakes in my car today, and I was able to keep out of the back of him. But, yeah, I mean, I think it just shows the importance of stages. It shows how bad everybody wants to win them. You look at a guy like Daniel, I mean, it's rookie team, rookie driver. It's a big deal for them to, you know, win a stage. I mean, small victories, right? So it's just another step in their progression. And he looked really good out there today. He did a really good job, and you know, he had a little bit older tires than us at that time, but he definitely looked smooth out there and looked like he was having a good time, so it was cool.
Bob?
Yeah, I have a couple more. The first
couple more? Yeah. I'll give you one.
Come on. You got Kenseth behind you. While he's in the playoffs, it's kind of by the skin of his teeth. Were you concerned he might do something just to get into the playoffs or, you know, the fact that he's looking for a ride next year? Did that?
No, I mean, honestly, no. I mean, at that point, it was – you know, our destiny was up to us. So we were either going to go fast enough to stay in front of him or run out of gas. I mean, that was the plan for me the last lap. I knew he was, you know, closing in on us, but I figured that if, you know, I was going to run fast enough to stay ahead of him, and if I ran out of gas, so be it. So I really wasn't thinking in that direction.
And being from New Jersey, was it cool to win a race called the I Love New York, or is it kind of weird, and did they make you say that in Victory Lane?
They didn't make me say it, but it's okay. I like New York. Yeah. I love New Jersey. I like New York. I like this part of New York. A lot. Especially today, yes.
Over here to the right.
Martin, Scott Walsh from the Scranton Times Tribune of Pennsylvania. Can you just talk a little bit about your progress as a road course driver? Was there a time where maybe you were horrible at it or didn't like it? And just kind of how you've maybe gotten better over the years at driving at the road courses?
Well, I would say I've always enjoyed it, and I feel like I've always been pretty good at it. The first thing I ever raced was a go-kart, and that was on road courses. So I kind of grew up doing that a little bit, and then you know, as I mentioned, had some Canaan East experience at Lime Rock and also here at Watkins Glen. And I feel like, you know, when I started the Busch Series, I was pretty comfortable at it. We won Mexico City there that first time we went down there in 05 and had some really good runs here when we first started. And Sonoma was a little bit slower to kind of figure out, I thought, for me personally. It took me 2 or 3 years. To figure that out because I'd never been there before. But I feel like after that, these have been some of my better racetracks. You know, even in years when maybe I wasn't with, you know, we weren't having the best years or our cars weren't maybe that fast or we weren't, you know, doing all the little things right. I feel like we could come here and run pretty good. I think the stats kind of back that up. And then, you know, of course, winning at Sonoma a few years ago as well. So I've always loved the road courses. It's a lot of fun to come to them twice a year and do something a little different. And, you know, again, at the same time, it's a unique challenge, and it's, you know, kind of, I think, something the drivers look forward to is a different challenge than we face every other week.
Are Are there any final questions?
Just curious if you got around Eric Jones at all today, and do you kind of see him as a mini-me for Kyle Busch as far as how he attacks the track and, you know, how much speed he has?
I think I got to him and passed him once. He was on older tires. I don't know about the mini-me. Have you compared their hairdos? Just saying. Eric's also a lot skinnier than Kyle. What? Eric's really skinny. Have you not noticed? It's like a little string bean. I think he's... I think when he races trucks and he races Xfinity, he shows that a bit more. I think he's still getting comfortable in the cup cars with the horsepower, the downforce, and most importantly, just with his team. I think they're still kind of figuring things out together. I haven't really compared their driving styles, to be honest. I mean, I haven't spent a whole lot of time racing around Eric this year. We do have a lot of data and stuff we can look at. I would say he does mimic him a little bit more than some guys. But to say they're, you know, very similar would be hard for me. Yeah.
All right. Thanks, Martin. Congratulations.
Thank you, guys. Thank you. See you next week.